What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Dan, it's Dan Patrick Show. I got to add a little levity. I want you to smile today, and I know I'm usually the bearer of bad news here, but I want to maybe get your Thursday started off on a, you know, the right positive note here. This is from 7 News in Australia, as one of the reporters are trying to pronounce the name of Milwaukee's star, the Greek Freak.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Like, that's not even close. Let's try it again.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Normally when you have that kind of accent, no matter what you say, sounds better. This guy's probably a handsome guy. He's there, you know, on TV. I don't know if he proofread. I don't know if he read over that script before he got that. Let's hear it one more time.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Excuse me.
I don't know how you got from that to that. Antetokounmpo.
We should make up a jersey that's actually Antetokounmpo.
I don't know how you spell it, but we should try to do that. Antetokounmpo. Oh, okay. Now let me tell you some bad news. No, I'm going to try to be positive during this final hour of the program. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney came out yesterday and said the national title will be no less valuable this season if it's only the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 playing. And no surprise, because he's got another championship caliber team. But even a more objective analyst has to admit that the championship picture is almost intact with those three conferences. You're not going to have Ohio State, but the other schools were probably going to fill out the Final Four. Like every other sport, college football fans will have to compromise. It's not a normal season. We know that. All you can do is hope that they actually play and that they play safely. Probably not worth spending too much time, energy debating the value of a national title. Oh, but there will be shows that will debate that. If Clemson all of a sudden wins a national title, is this a true national title? Should there be an asterisk there? I just want to have football. Even if it's a couple of conferences, great. I still think the bigger picture is, I would love to know what the ACC, SEC, and the Big 12 are telling their schools. The medical community is telling their schools that maybe the Pac-12 and the Big 10 are not getting the same information. Or are they getting the same information? They're reacting different to that information. That's what I would want to know. And I would hope that we could get doctors from the ACC, SEC, Big 12, along with the Pac-12 and the Big 10, and get them together on a Zoom call and have them exchange information. Because if I'm in the Pac-12 or a Pac-12 coach or player or fan, I just want to know, what medical data are they looking at and what are we looking at? Are we comparing? Is it apples to apples or apples to cantaloupes here? I'm not quite sure. Also, there's been a lot of talk of Nebraska probably, or at least trying to go rogue here and play. And from what I was told by my source earlier this morning, the season wasn't canceled. It was just postponed. And that's the difference here. Nebraska can't argue, hey, you canceled the season. We want to play football. It was just postponed to the spring. And maybe, from what I'm told, Nebraska could try to find some teams to play. BYU, New Mexico State, maybe the American Athletic Conference, Conference USA. Maybe if you have some of these members of the SEC, ACC, Big 12 who are not able to play, or their presidents decide not to play football, then maybe Nebraska could do that. I was also told if Nebraska wants to leave the Big 10, maybe go back to the Big 12. But the reason why they left the Big 12, or one of the biggest reasons, is they do not like Texas. And I don't
like
know.
The state or
no,
the program?
The program.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the state.
No. I don't think so. I was just told that they have a distaste for Texas. And I'm going to guess that's the Longhorns. But that would be interesting if it has nothing to do with the Longhorns. We just don't like Texas, the state of Texas. But yeah, so that's just some of the information that we have so far. And we are in an I told you so environment here. Certainly in the sports world, we love to told you, I told you so. I want to be the last to say I told you so when it comes to any of these sports shutting down or not even getting started. I hope that we get football. 4 weeks from tonight, we play. The NFL plays. First regular season game is 4 weeks from tonight. I know that we're going to start on time. I don't know if we'll, go to completion. Or do we hit the reset? Do we hit a pause button here? I think that those things are all on the table here when it comes to the NFL. And the NFL, by all accounts, is doing everything that they need to do. They gathered the information from all the other sports, not just, baseball, basketball, but also they're looking at what's going on in soccer. In Europe, they want to know everything. They're collecting everything they can so there's no surprises. Baseball has had surprises where baseball go, wait a minute, we got a team that can't play. Now what do they do? I don't know. And you go back a couple of weeks ago where I said, baseball should just play 7-inning doubleheaders. And next thing you know, baseball goes, and we're going to play doubleheaders and they're going to be 7 innings. I'm going, I don't know if this is really that well thought out here with what's happening with the Marlins, the Cardinals, and the other teams that are going to be punished because they have been able to play. They have been doing the right things. The Cleveland Indians, what they did, the two pitchers, Plesac and Clevinger. I can't punish these other teams who did it the right way, but I don't know if there's another plan here. How many games are you going to expect these teams to play? How many games can the Marlins play? How many games can the Cardinals play? And you're going to be asking teams, hey, you got to play a couple of doubleheaders now. It's just not fair. But I know it's been season here, year for all the sports. But this, to me, not fair at all. Some of these teams are going to have to double up. And the pitching staffs, they're getting chewed up. Getting chewed up. Oh, by the way, I just saw this. George Kittle, the Niners star tight end, has agreed to a 5-year, $75 million extension. Michael Silver, the NFL Network, reporting this. More than half of it guaranteed. Language being worked out. Numbers are there. One of the top players. This was a big-time priority. So Ian Rappaport reporting that. But I think Michael Silver is the first to have, I don't know, somebody's going to get their feelings hurt if I don't get it right. But Ian Rappaport and Michael Silver apparently involved in this information. Yes, McLevin.
So he gets 15. The highest tight end before that was 10 per year.
Mm.
That's a pretty big jump.
Well, he's a different type of tight end. I think he has separated himself as him and Kelsey. They're not tight ends. You know, the tight end position changed. Kellen Winslow, you know, he was a receiver who was listed as a tight end. That ability to get down the field. Now, I can go back to, you know, John Mackey, who played for the Colts, was a wonderful player, athletic player at tight end. Mike Ditka was an athletic tight end. But that ability to, you know, have the tight end who has a linebacker on him or a safety, and he has the speed, if not more so, to get behind him. And then you had Belichick, leave it to Belichick to go, why don't we have two tight ends? And both can get down the field, and Aaron Hernandez and Gronk. And now you're starting to see even, you know, you're looking at a tight end, and it's rare when you go, he's a block first tight end. And Kittle is a really good run blocker. Really good. And, you know, one of the more underrated aspects of his game, because their offense is predicated on running the football, but Kittle can beat you deep. And, you know, if you say, you got Kelsey, I got Kittle, I'm fine. If you say, you got Kelsey and I got Kittle, I'm fine. Either way, I'm good with either one of those. Yeah, Pauline.
Offense is such a big thing in the NFL now. Aaron Donald's considered the best defensive lineman, Kittle, best tight end. If Aaron Donald and George Kittle were both available, and you got to pay more for Donald, quite a bit, which would you take?
Well, how much more am I paying for Donald?
It's a bit, McLovin, it's a bunch, isn't it?
Like for now that you got up to 15, I mean, I can't imagine it's much more than that.
Is Aaron Donald a $20 million a year guy?
Probably.
But, you know, $5 million is a lot, you know, with the salary cap. Might not seem like a lot, but it is.
Isn't Donald like an exception, though, because he's so far and above the best defensive player? I mean, Kittle's the best tight end, but you said Kelsey's right there.
So. Yeah. I think because of today in what is more disruptive is not the edge rusher. It's the guy who has the ability to go up the middle because these quarterbacks are getting rid of the ball so quickly. I can disrupt you by going up the middle and I can get my hands up. Whereas I'm an edge rusher, I'm going to need at least two and a half seconds to get to you, maybe 3 seconds to get to you. Aaron Donald can disrupt the running game and he can also disrupt the passing game by just moving, you know, moving the line in and having his hands up. So I would say Aaron Donald would be more valuable. Yeah, McLevin.
To tweak that, what if I gave you the best wide receiver in the game? I don't even know who it is, or George Kittle.
So if you said I could have Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, or George Kittle, I would take George Kittle. I would take George Kittle. I think there are a lot of really good wide receivers. I don't think there are a lot of really good tight ends.
How about if I said DeAndre Hopkins? You love it.
I would take George Kittle. I mean, it's a weapon because I got a guy, and who's matching up with my guy? Linebacker can't. Can your safety line up with him? Do you have to put a nickel in there to cover him? There are a lot of really good wide receivers. There's only two elite tight ends in Kelsey and George Kittle. Yeah, Paul.
It's also interesting that Kittle and Kelsey also have star power. They are guys you focus on the field because you know they're going to get the ball. They're pretty entertaining with it and after the game. Like, Kittle's a maniac out there. Kelsey's more of a showman, but Kittle sometimes seems like a WWE guy who plays football.
Yeah, McLevin.
I would argue for the wide receiver because they can cut the top off the muffin, as they say, or
something
whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Because they can like get a 70-yard strike, so you got to be really scared of them. I don't know who that guy is, though. Odell. I'm not sure. Because Michael Thomas is basically a tight end.
Yeah, see.
That first episode of Hard Knocks, there was a few funny moments where, especially with like Joey Bosa, where everybody, hey, Moneybags,
yeah,
what's going on? And again, it's got to be awkward in that. So where you just sign a monster deal and you know that a bunch of the dudes you're with aren't even sniffing that type. They're not even in the same zip code.
It's
as
a
you.
Good kind of uncomfortable.
It's a great kind of uncomfortable, but it's still every single person's like, hey, man, did you buy a boat yet or what? And everybody's talking about it.
It's like any article that's written about Mike Greenberg has his salary in there. Every single one. Stephen A. Smith now, every single article has his salary in there. Yes, Paul.
I saw the same thing Seton saw with Joey Bosa, but do you make a big deal of like doing something? It's like, all right, guys, when we go out, we're going out to dinner, or you know, have barbecue brought in for the whole team, spend a few grand to say like, look, I got paid, but I'm going to give it back immediately. Or is that like faux?
Well, I don't know if it's really, hey, let me spend $1,000 on lunch today.
I know.
$2,000. I would be, wait, we didn't get filet mignon? Wait, what do we got? By the way, are we ordering sandwiches today? You said it's National Sandwich Month.
That's right.
Okay, but you guys talked a great game last hour where you go, yep, we're getting sandwiches. What happened?
We are in the process of it right now.
You were in the process of it last hour. I can't entertain a nation.
Are you in?
And order sandwiches. I said, what are we ordering?
What's your single favorite sandwich if everything was on the menu?
I don't know if I have a favorite sandwich. But I'm open to whatever you guys, if you say we're doing cheesesteaks, then I'm in. If we're doing French dip, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Chicken parm,
remember,
I'm in.
Remember when they did the Italian beef sandwiches on the Traeger? Dang-a-ling.
I know that it feels like I say this every week or every other week. Like, this is the best thing we ever cooked on the Traeger. That might be the best thing that we've made on the Traeger.
I think it might be the best thing we've made on the sandwich. And it might also be, it's probably one of the best sandwiches I've ever had in my entire life. It's that good.
Yep. It was really good. Go ahead, Todd. Todd wants to do the playoff of George Kittle signing his contract.
It seems like they gave him the whole Kittle and Caboodle. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's deserving.
Yeah. We were right in the middle of a whole sandwich bit. It was crushing.
I know. But
we had 2 more minutes of sandwich talk.
You could never get that momentum back.
No.
The sandwich momentum.
I had a whole steak and cheese thing cooking.
Thanks, Tom.
And I recommend the chicken cutlet. I know I'm big on chicken parm, but just the breaded chicken cutlet also works nice with some peppers and mozzarella.
We're going to take a break here. Let me leave you with something funny.
The whole Kittle and Caboodle.
Yeah, I know. Because it's not Todd.
Because it's Kitten Caboodle.
No, we got it.
Be Kittle.
If you have to explain the joke, maybe if you're like 80 years of age, you
it's
know.
It's a mid-19th century slang phrase for giving someone a lot of something. Yeah. Kitten Caboodle.
So once again, 7 News in Australia as we go to break.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo. One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
I'll bet that guy is handsome as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And look great. You know, if you were going to have an actor, you'd go, oh, he looks just like Pierce Brosnan. Antetokounmpo. All right, we're going to take a break here. More phone calls coming up. It's 17 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Fraudsters are out there. You know, it feels like every week I'm telling you another story where they're getting into your personal information, getting into your email. Fraudsters are trying to capitalize these days by sending messages through social media and emails. They're trying to get consumers to fall for the scam that uses Cash App. I think we probably all, or most of us, have been exposed to this, where somebody needs money and you got to help them through a difficult time. Make sure you don't do that, because they're stealing your money and your personal information. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. And it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft work. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist to help you with your case if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock sees the threats you might miss on your own. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick, for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Blazers, Suns, Grizzlies, Spurs still in the playoff mix. Greek Freak suspended for one game. The NFL's corona test rate is under 1% positive. So just some of the headlines there. I saw a stat here with what's going on. The most intriguing part of the NBA bubble down the stretch, the battle for the last spot in the Western Conference. So Portland has won two in a row. They've got Brooklyn tonight. Memphis is a half game back. They've lost two in a row. They've got Milwaukee this afternoon without the Greek Freak. Phoenix has won seven in a row. They're a half game back. They have Dallas this afternoon. And then tonight, it'll be San Antonio. They're a half game back. They've got Utah. So that's what is going to happen for the eighth, ninth spot. And then the Lakers will have the fewest amount of days to prepare for who they're going to play in the opening round. But, you know, the advanced scouting, they're able to watch if they're going to play the Blazers or, you know, whoever it might be. I just don't know if the Blazers, Phoenix Suns, it feels like there hasn't been as much of a frenetic pace because they were a long shot to get in. Portland, it felt like, feels like, oh, they're the team that could really give the Lakers trouble. But every night has been a playoff game for them. And I don't know how long you can continue to have that kind of energy. Like, what do you expect out of Damian Lillard? I remember, you know, we were talking about this. What does he do after 51? He's going to put up 61. I don't know what else he can do to get his team. And C.J. McCollum, too, with a bad back and his availability. And I still look at Dallas, where nobody's talking about Dallas. Is Dallas a tough out against the Clippers? Because everybody's been focusing on, well, the Blazers. Well, it's the Lakers. That's why. You know, if Dallas was going to be playing the Lakers, then we'd be like, oh, that's a tough out for the Lakers. It's how do we get the Lakers into a story here? That's how you do it. All right, some more phone calls in here. Phil in Indiana. Hi, Phil. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. Always a pleasure. It seems to me with college football being a multi-billion dollar industry, this thing really should just become a corporation, have a CEO with a corporate structure. Five conferences doing their own thing. It just seems like it's out of whack. And let's face it, it is a corporation and it's a money making business. And then the last thing I had for you, Dan, two names I wanted to list for you on your Emmy struggles: Susan Lucci, Ted Danson. After they won their first, they won multiple, so there's still hope for you.
Oh, all right, thank you, Phil. Yeah, I had a couple of people calling me Dan Lucci after we lost. Susan Lucci was a soap opera star. She lost like 19 in a row.
Yeah, I think she was 0 for 18.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know about Ted Danson. Yeah, Seton.
I guess so far we're 0 for 12 then, even though we've only been nominated three times.
But I think she was nominated and didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been nominated probably, well, myself and SportsCenter, maybe 12 to 15 times. But I think I have four. You know, back in the day on SportsCenter, if SportsCenter won the Sports Emmy, the anchors didn't get an Emmy. The coordinating producers did. You could be there for one day. You could have started the day before the Sports Emmys, come in as a coordinating producer, and they would have given you an office and an Emmy. Because I waited 10 years to get an office there. 10 years. And even Berman and Bob Lee had been there for 20 years. And I remember they called us in, all the anchors, and they said, we're going to give Bob and Chris offices. And I said, okay, why don't you name buildings after them? And they go, well, you're not upset? I go, I'm upset that it took this long for these guys to get offices. Bob Lee and Chris Berman, they name a building after those guys. They're the founding fathers. They should do a Mount Rushmore and just do those three. Tom Meese, Bob Lee, and Chris Berman. Just put it up, you know, there at ESPN. Yeah, Paul.
It would be called the exercise room. The big long E on the front of the building.
Mount Rushmore.
So wait, if you SportsCenter won an Emmy, would you have to purchase one to own it and bring it home?
I don't.
Or would someone buy it for you?
No, I don't even know if we could buy them back then.
I think, because that's the rule. We won an award in radio department, and of course, the management guy got it. The person in management took the actual award instead of the on-air people or the production staff. It was like 2002. And they said, yeah, you can get one. I'm like, oh, great. And like, do I have to fill out paperwork? Like, no, here's the thing. It's like $127.
We were told, the anchors were looking to, you know, we figured after you've been there, I'd been there, you know, 15 years, and I thought, you know, maybe it's time that I get an office here. And I was told by management, it's a fire hazard. Like, if, I don't know what they said or how they said it, but it had something to do with the fire marshal. So I couldn't get an office. And it's hard to argue that. Because I'm going, I don't know how do I argue a fire marshal that somehow we can't add more offices here? But you know what? It made me a better man. It did. Somehow, some way. Not bitter man, a better man. That's, yeah, maybe a bitter man. Steve in South Carolina joins us on the program. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great, great.
Third time, long time. Hey, earlier you were talking about the awards within the bubble idea.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this will give Pauly something to do. We need one of those whose stats do you want from the bubble edition, mostly because I just need to hear some whose stats do you want music.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the phone call there, Steve. We don't even need to have stats where we can just put up the whose stats would you...
whose stats would you want? Tell me. Whose stats would you want?
Right. Who is that guy and where is he?
I don't know.
Man, I want to meet that genius.
I just want to see people when they're recording this. I think there was a guy who recorded one when he was in his car. I don't know if it was that or it was a Traeger, you know, Meat Friday song.
Well, that one you can hear something in the background. Yeah. So, like, there's clearly a woman talking. So he's either, like, in his kitchen or there's a TV on or something.
Todd sent me this and he goes, I know that we don't do this. We don't get into the habit of doing this, but would you do this to wish a guy in Melbourne, Australia, a happy birthday?
Someone is a huge... He's actually... It's Melbourne, Arkansas. He corrected. You would think it would be Melbourne, Australia, but there's actually a Melbourne, Arkansas. And he's a huge fan of the show. He sent me multiple Facebook messages, and I thought I should do my due diligence and at least make you aware of it. So you're the bad guy if you don't give him a shout-out.
But we weren't... We were talking about other things, and then you send me, and you say, you know, must open, and then I open it, and then it's...
I do the left turn thing every once in a while.
Justin Montgomery in Melbourne. It's not even Australia.
It's not. It's Arkansas. You would think it would be extra special.
Yes.
Much further away.
Yeah. All right.
He's been watching since the attic days.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Justin, in Melbourne, Arkansas. So
you're making dreams come true, and it's
going
to make you feel good.
I don't know what Penny's doing right now back there with the big German hearing those dog noises.
Dogs barking happy birthday is about as good as it gets.
It is. That's great.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm gonna put that on a loop. I'm gonna make an app and then I just press that.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce our two home run kings for working families in America, Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser of the White House.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay, so you got Mike McGuire. Like Sammy Susser, okay.
Yeah, pronunciation issues we all have, but Mark is not Mike.
Yeah.
Mike McGuire is not a great home run hitter.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Does Mark McGuire have a brother named Mike McGuire? And does he have power? That's what I want to know. Mike McGuire, and he says it.
It's Ted Kennedy. Isn't
Ted
it?
Kennedy.
Yeah.
But then the Boston mayor.
Oh yeah,
he's famous.
Menino, Thomas Menino.
Didn't he call Rob Gronkowski gonk?
Tom Brady here. We have Tom Brady here. We have Tom Brady here. And Stephen Ridley. I mean, another great guy. And Wolfork, Hernandez is going to do a great job. He sets in for Gonk as Gonk's hurt.
Gonk. Gonk. Did he call him Wilcock?
Wilcock. And then the other one goes, Wilfork.
Imagine being his press secretary. You're just stressed out all the time. Jesus, so what are we going
to
do?
You've got to be walking with him constantly when he starts to say something.
Can we honor someone named Smith or Johnson today?
And he's Hernandez, he'll be great fill-in for Gonk. It's Gronk. It's Gronk.
Gonk.
Wilcock.
We have an amazing set of remarkable athletes whose action in a moment have become ionic in sports. Havlicek stole the ball. Fisk waving the ball fair. Flutie launched the Hail Mary pass. Veritek splitting the uprights.
Veritek, I think I missed that.
Veritek splitting the uprights.
So instead of Vinatieri, he called him Jason Veritek. Veritek splits the uprights.
Euclid.
Ionic moment.
I know. Ionic pentameter. Oh, boy.
I got some more if you want.
Yeah, sure.
We could get off of the,
yep,
the good
yeah.
mayor, though.
There we go.
But you have said that the only two injected substances you had that you... And it, Mr. McNamee that injected those two substances?
That's correct.
It's McNamara. McNamee. Mac. What did he call him? McNaming?
Mr.
McNaming.
McNamee.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then he had Mr. Palmieri for Rocket?
Let me ask you about Mr. Palmieri. Was he...
That's Chris Shays, Mr. Palmieri.
Let me ask you about Mr. Palmieri. Was he found to have taken drugs before he hit his 300th hit?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, before what?
He had his 3,000th hit. Mr. Palmieri, is this the case you're familiar with?
Did anybody do any prep? That's what I want to know.
Mr. Palmieri.
Senator, have you read the brief packet? No, no, no. It's baseball. Yeah, yeah. Crush us.
Mr. McNamee.
McNamee. Yeah. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hi, Jess. What do you have for me today?
Hey, good day, Mr. Dan. Great interview with Coach Kelly earlier.
Thank you, Jess. It's a good accent, UCLA, by the way.
I'm just, you know, just stretching my legs here. As a UCLA alum, if there's any authenticity to what that guy said, I'm proud to have that guy as our coach. But a serious question for the I-team.
Okay.
I'm wondering if they'll be tracking the amount of NBA player-related bursts in about 9 months from now after all the L.A. work that's about to be let into the bubble.
Oh, L.A. work, man. Thank you, Jesse. I did not know what L.A. work meant. And Marvin the Prince came out of the back room and he goes, L.A. work is when you're importing women. Guests to the bubble. Right. There you are, Marv. I like how the big German takes the camera and gets Marvin there.
I was like, who, me?
Yeah. L.A. work, Marv. Yeah. L.A. work, baby.
But then Marvin said he went home. His wife was like, how do you know what that means?
L.A. work. What's that mean? Oh, man. Jeff in Detroit. What up, no?
I say there, Daniel.
Your
day going? What up, dog? Hey, what's happening? Listen, I have a technical question. I'm sure you probably don't know the answer to it right now. But us going to Peacock, you know your fans are going to follow you wherever you go. Will they have some type of chat row situation going on where we can, you know, chit-chat? Everybody still wants to rag on Mario and, you know, talk about the show in general on that particular platform. So I don't know if they do or don't. And I have a sandwich suggestion for you.
Okay.
You know, you're talking about food, of course. I love a nice, simple turkey sandwich. But what you do is you get you some maple bacon or like a hickory smoked bacon. And then you get like a nice piece of bread, buttered on both sides. And then what you do is you get you some smoked Gouda. Oh, my God. Smoked Gouda and make like a grilled cheese turkey sandwich. Bacon in the middle. Slice some lettuce. Oh, my goodness. You know what? You have a good day.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm off for lunch.
Thank you, Jeff. We're working on that with Chat Row. We're trying to figure out if we can do something with Peacock. But this is new territory for us and a new partner. But we're trying to figure something out where we can have Chat Row. You're very important to the show. Integral part of the show. And if we didn't have Chat Row, then I'd have to fire Tyler, and I don't want to do that.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, he's Tyler the moderator. If you're not moderating anything, then what's he going to be doing? I got the highest paid tight ends per season. George Kittle at 15. Hunter Henry, 10.6. That's franchise tag. Austin Hooper, 10.5. Travis Kelce at 9.3. You can bet Travis Kelce is probably celebrating today after seeing what George Kittle got paid. Rob Gronkowski's at 9, Kyle Rudolph at $9 million. Salaries haven't caught up to the production of that position. Is there another position that is near that, McLovin? If I look at what we ask you to do and your importance to an offense and what you get paid.
Safety, maybe? You could argue, you know, like Jamal, they're really low on the list. And running back, those are two of the lowest.
Well, running back, yes. We've said for a long period of time about, you know, you use them up. Five-year window, use them up, and then you move on. I don't think people are in the market for paying a lot of money for a safety. You know, Seattle did, but...
Well, and the Steelers traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick last year. So yeah. Some people, the safety is like the tight end a little bit, though, right? Where it's a misunderstood position.
Well, it depends on whatever your, what's your offensive game plan? What's your defensive game plan? Like, what do you ask your safety to do? Seattle's going to be asking him to creep up and you know, stop the run and blitz and probably cover George Kittle. You know, that's why they brought him in. Yeah, McLovin.
Paulie gave up Hunter Henry, $10 million when that. Yeah, he hasn't really played much, has he?
We got injured.
Yeah, but he's got hurt a couple times.
Yeah, he's good, but that's one of those. He's good when he's healthy. Well, I need you healthy. Travis Kelce at 9.3.
He'll probably be, his agent will call the team today. Hey, did you see that Kittle contract?
But how many years has he left on his deal? I mean, I'm surprised he's at 9.3. If Austin Hooper got 10.5, Hunter Henry on the franchise tag.
Zach Ertz will probably redo his contract or get a new contract soon, I saw.
Yeah, but these are all pass-catching tight ends, valuable weapons for your teams. But Kittle, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. All right, let me take a break here. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. I want to play a clip from Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach, talking about the options of playing elsewhere, and also Dak Prescott talking about his contract. I want to get to those coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Falcons running back Todd Gurley on the program tomorrow. Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards will also join us as well. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Wanted to bring a couple of clips to your attention. Dak Prescott had a press conference yesterday, and he touched on a lot of things. He lost his brother recently. He's gone through a few things, certainly the contract situation, but he really came off well, polished. He came off as mature because he said, look, everything that we're going through right now, you know, I got to just take it day by day, you know. He said all of the right things that you would want to hear for somebody who could be bitter in this situation. And Dak Prescott, this is what he had to say about his contract.
I'm excited as hell to be a Dallas Cowboy. I've been a fan of this organization and been a fan of this program for years. I love every bit of the opportunity and the platform that I get to be the quarterback here. No frustration as far as that. Once again, I believe something will get done. And with my hopes, I believe I'll be a Dallas Cowboy for the rest of my career. So
that's great. Yeah, you know, I love what he was saying yesterday. Jerry Jones says they're going to have fans in the stands for Cowboy games. And I don't know how many you're going to have. I don't know how you choose any of these places, any of these venues. If I say you can have 20,000 fans at an Alabama game, who chooses the 20,000 fans? If it's an NFL game, it's the Cowboys, and you can have 25,000 in Jerry World. How many, do you go with donors? If it's Alabama, do you start with boosters, season ticket? How long you've held a season ticket? I don't know. Lottery? Like that? You could ruffle some feathers there because there are going to be people who want to go see that game. Yeah. Ryan Day is Ohio State's head football coach, and he talked about Ohio State exploring options to play.
Gene and I talked again this morning at length about this, and we're still exploring all those options. You know, I know yesterday, you know, you guys kind of grabbed them walking out of the facility and maybe at a bad time, but no, I mean, this thing's moving, it's changing, and we are looking at everything.
All right, so that's Ohio State's head coach. I don't think anybody's playing outside of the Big Ten or Pac-12. I don't think that's happening because, as I was told by my source, the source who's the one who told me that, you know, Big Ten and Pac-12 are going to not play football this season. He said that, you know, this is it not canceled, it's postponed. That's the difference. It's postponed. So it's not like you can say, hey, here's the loophole. You weren't canceled. You were postponed till the spring. And that's why Nebraska's not playing anybody. Ohio State's not going to be playing anybody either. Yeah, Paul.
The one thing over this I don't understand, and Chip Kelly talked about it, at some point they're going to get directives from the NCAA that they can practice during the fall because they're not going to let these college football players spend 5 months inactive.
Yeah.
So it's safe and healthy to have practices with 115 kids who are going to school, but then that game on the weekend for 3 hours is unsafe. I don't know if that balances out because when you go to that Saturday football game, you're walking in the building, in theory, with 200 players who have all been tested during the week and are cleared to walk in that building.
I don't think you're going to have these programs and the Pac-12 and Big Ten actually having practices.
Traditional practices.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't, because a lot of the states that, you know, these schools are in, you know, it's state by state. And, you know, that's the difference, I think, with the SEC and the ACC and also the Big 12. And Chip Kelly alluded to that. Being in Los Angeles. You know, there's certain states, hotspots, and trying to be able to do this. They haven't even had practice yet. He doesn't even know what he's able to do and not able to do. And he's the head coach. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
25 years ago today, SportsCenter with you and Keith Olbermann was the 11 o'clock SportsCenter when the great Mickey Mantle passed away. And Keith actually posted the entire episode. And it was different than the others in a lot of ways. I thought you could pick it up from there.
Yeah, what we did that day when Mickey Mantle died and Keith and I got together and we had our, you know, coordinating producer, and we said this is different than just doing what SportsCenter would normally do, or back then, you would do the announcement that Mickey Mantle had passed away, and then you would have maybe a package that talked about maybe 3 or 4 minutes or 5 minutes on the greatness of Mickey Mantle. And it was different back then. You would do that and you'd say, and we'll have more later. And then later in SportsCenter, the hour-long SportsCenter, you'd bring back a feature that maybe Bob Lee wrote or, you know, somebody did, and look back and pay tribute to Mickey Mantle. And Keith and I went to management and said, we think the first 15 minutes of the show should be about Mickey Mantle. He was that big of an icon. A whole generation, my father's generation, looked at Mickey Mantle as Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, you know, Hank Aaron, the, you know, Stan Musial, like that whole era. And I just said, this is different. And Keith really fought hard because he was a Yankee fan and Mickey Mantle fan. And we changed SportsCenter that night because we just said there are stories that are big enough that the first 10 to 15 minutes before you go to commercial break should be on that person and the impact that they had. And then you hear from other people, other players, players who played with him, against him, and you really pay tribute to somebody. And that's what we did that night. It's one of the proudest SportsCenter's moments I ever had doing SportsCenter because I thought we really did justice to the story. And we'll post it on social media. But it was a great night. Really was. I'm glad that we fought for it. And I'm glad that we had people listening in management who said, yeah, we understand it. Anything else this day in sports history?
That's it. I want to let you do that one.
All right. Final results of the poll question.
Should they give out the Heisman? 64% say no. Surprise.
I think they will. But the Heisman Trust is going to vote on this, I think, in the next week or so. There's no reason to announce they're going to give out a Heisman until they know that there's going to be a season. Because if you say all of a sudden the Big 12 is not going to play, now it's the ACC and the SEC, are you still going to hand out a Heisman? Are we still going to hand out a national championship trophy? I have no idea, because how many times did we say something in April or May or June or July? And then all of a sudden you got to walk it back. That's where I am right now. As much as I'd love to go, this is my opinion, it could change and probably would change. Let's go around the room and what we learned on this program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
You're not going to complain if the NBA wants to give out bubble awards.
No,
good for them.
Go no, I'm not complaining. I'm just thankful there's sports. You want to hand out, you know, participation trophies? Go ahead. I'm okay. McLovin?
There's a Melbourne, Arkansas, as well as a Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor?
Reggie Miller also busted up about the third straight Emmy loss.
Yeah. Well, he was going to get an Emmy.
Yep.
People think I'm joking. I would have given Reggie a sports Emmy. He's the fifth Dan in. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
I probably can't pronounce Giannis's last name, but I wouldn't be this bad.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What we learned brought to you by LegalZoom. Start online, network of independent attorneys. They provide advice when you need it the most. Since LegalZoom isn't a law firm, you don't have to leave your home. Visit LegalZoom.com today for more information. Thanks for joining us. Pleasure to serve you. We'll do it again tomorrow. A Meat Friday tomorrow. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly. Thanks for joining us here, Dan Patrick Show.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.